very well. Yeah. This speech was given by the special advisor to the World Bank Executive Director, and this took place just the other day, just round the corner, at the Second World Public Relations Festival in Trieste, 29th-30th of June. When you're ready, I don't suppose you have to say your name, because I expect they know it. I shall start. I'm honoured to be here with you today. What makes you a very appealing audience is your mix of scholars and doers, representatives of public institutions and private companies, coming from rich and developing countries. You embody the fascinating diversity of our planet. At a time of global concerns and global opportunities, you are a perfect example of the complexity of our age. Before leaving Washington, I talked about this meeting with the new president of the World Bank, Paul Wolfowitz. I bet you know him. And he knows that you know him. His only suggestion was, speak well of the bank. And let me share with you my reply. I told him, I will, Paul, but just don't ask me to speak well of you. Of course, I will keep his comment for myself. While I was walking into this room, I couldn't help thinking that in this very town, a few blocks from here, and almost a century ago, the first character of a PR, a public relations man, entered the literary world through a 20th century masterpiece. It was just a few hundred yards from where we are now that James Joyce, started sketching Leopold Bloom in his Ulysses. A salesman that already had in himself the skills of a communicator, at a time when information was not even a public good. More than two centuries ago, a voice that still resounds in our thought and culture said that only informed people can have moral judgments. Those words from Immanuel Kant, translated into the language of our society, which is led and run by information, and at a time that we call the information age, take us to the real core of communication. Communication as the tool that connects people and institutions and gives them the means to discern right from wrong and success from failure. Communication is rooted in words and deeds, but it takes place only when people or institutions choose to become involved with other people and institutions. The World Bank is the largest development agency worldwide, and its mission is the fight against poverty. It works to provide human beings with rights, opportunities, and hope. For such an institution, communication is not just a way to make itself better known. Communication is a way to fulfill its mission. A new concept of communication as a social process is now emerging within the World Bank and in the development community. This concept is what we call communication for development. That is, a two-way connection between those who need help and those who provide it. In trying to frame this new concept of communication in one single expression, I cannot think of anything better than communication as a new frontier in the fight against poverty. As John F. Kennedy said almost 50 years ago, if we are not able to help the many who live in poverty, we will not be able to defend the few who are wealthy. These words are even truer today. If the world does not invest its best resources in the fight against global poverty, the risk foreseen by John Kennedy half a century ago is bound to materialise. Our former president, Jim Wilfrinson, said that on September the 11th, 2001, the imaginary wall separating rich countries from poor countries collapsed together with the World Trade Center. Now, if our mission is to build a bridge where the imaginary wall was, then communication is the tool we need. Indeed, communication is the bridge, if it is understood as the people's right to speak and to be heard, and if it is used accordingly. The message concerning reforms should reach people at two distinct levels of communication. It should reach people as individuals, since reforms touch the life of every single person, and aim to improve her or his life. And it should reach people as citizens, since people should become more aware of their rights and duties, and evolve into better and more demanding citizens, aspiring to more dialogue, participation, and democracy.